Much as she hated the thought of relinquishing her tasks to any young whippersnapper, she realized that for the safety of the sheep, a fast dog was sometimes essential. Obviously, as she grew older, she would gradually grow slower. Lass studied the impudent little pup biting Farmer Gregory's ears, and her mind went back to the day she had been brought to the farm, not much older than that puppy. What a lot she had learned over the years she had tended Farmer Gregory's sheep. Year after year she had watched new flocks of tiny lambs grow up, and each year she had learned a little more about her craft. She thought, too, how much of her initial training she owed to the farmer's previous sheepdog, who to whom she had been apprenticed. Yes, it was clear. She must not keep all this valuable knowledge to herself. It was her duty to impart the techniques to a younger dog, that he may in time do the same, and so perpetuate the long tradition of working sheepdogs. Lass got up and took a few paces towards her master, who was sitting on the edge of the wheelbarrow. Lifting her lovely old head, she sniffed at the tiny puppy, who, responding with the enthusiasm of all young creatures, made a dive for her ears, promptly losing his balance and tumbling to the ground. Lass nosed him up the right way and gave him a lick. Farmer Gregory knew that Lass had accepted him, and training could begin. It was early spring when Jarrow joined the Gregory farm, and all the lambs had been born and were now happily gambolling about the fields with their mothers. The one ambition of Jarrow was to join in the fun and gambol about with them. Lass did her best to keep him in order and make him understand that sheepdogs didn't play with the sheep, they looked after them. So Jarrow followed Lass on her manoeuvres each day, sometimes managing to resist the temptation of a quick nuzzle of a woolly lamb, and sometimes not. Lass did, however, allow Jarrow one special friend. On the farm there was a particular old ewe by the name of Myrtle, who had been producing lambs for Farmer Gregory for more years than any ewe he had ever known. This year she had given birth to a jet-black lamb, referred to by the Gregory family as Myrtle's lamb. This little black creature and Jarrow had struck up a rare friendship, and every day on his rounds with Lass.